Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, December 15th, 2014. We're going to be joining Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. Rather, he's going to be joining us. We're going to talk about what's going on in Sydney. We're now starting to get a little bit of information. I was just told that they're now saying that two hostages have died, as well as the man who had taken them hostage. How is that going to be used? What is that going to mean for Australia, for all of us? Is that going to be an example to take us to war in the Middle East so that we can shut down ISIS? Yet we see that this guy has no connections to ISIS or al-Nusra. Nevertheless, our former CIA director, Morrill, says that the terrorist attack in the U.S. is guaranteed. He says ISIS has had a focus on Australia for some time. So by innuendo, they can make this connection. They can try to drive us to war. So we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson as to what's behind this and, of course, what's ahead of us in terms of this attack. How is it going to be used? Right now, in this segment, though, I wanted to take your calls. I wanted to go to Daryl in Kansas. We also had the story that broke last Friday that we talked about through the weekend about the Spokane, Washington officer, the sheriff's deputy, who was talking about his MRAP and how, when questioned why he needed this kind of capability, he said, well, we have all these constitutionalists in the area. Daryl in Kansas says that he called the Spokane, Washington Police Department. Daryl, what did they tell you?
I'm looking at their website right now, and it says they're hiring. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says they're hiring. I'm looking at their website. Yes, I did call, and the woman thought it was very laughable. I wish I would have recorded it to put it on the Internet, but I asked her, why is that guy not like constitutionalists? Didn't he take an oath to uphold the Constitution? And she's all, I don't know what oath they take. I haven't been to any of the ceremonies. And
yeah,
really. She was very much like I was bothering and laughed. And I'd like to say you do a great job, Paul Joseph Watson. Love them, you guys.
Thank you. Well, you know, that's just it. They don't really pay any attention to what they pledge to. They don't pay any attention to the Constitution. They don't take it seriously enough to really look at what they're pledging to. But, of course, we have to take it seriously, and we have to understand that anything that the government does that is not in alignment with the Constitution is not legitimate. Because that is the supreme law of the land. That is the king. These guys are merely stewards put in place to serve that higher principle, that law that is king. That was a principle that they established during the American Revolution. They said, lex rex. In other words, the law is king. And if they don't understand that, that's why, and they don't. That is the heart of all of our issues. And I would broaden it out a little bit to this as well. I think the fundamental problem with so many Christians who don't understand Romans 13 is the same thing. They don't understand that when the government is not aligned under the principles of God, then that government is no longer legitimate. In the same way that when the police or various other aspects of the government are not aligned under the Constitution, they are no longer legitimate. That's the fundamental issue here. They're not operating as a legitimate government when they deny the ultimate authority that they have for governing. That's why they take an oath to the Constitution. Thank you so much, Daryl. Let's go to Michael in South Carolina. Michael?
Hi, David.
Oh, yes. I guess it's Michelle then, right? Huh?
I have my ear plugged in.
Go ahead.
No, my first real quick comment was I was born and raised in Spokane, and I've only been gone for about 5 years. And I'm really shocked that the police department has gone downhill so terribly in this sort of time, because the cops seriously weren't like that, you know, 5-10 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. We've seen a massive and rapid change. And where do you think that's coming from? That's coming from Washington. It's the way they're being trained. Just recently, as we're talking about what was going on in New Mexico, there was a fellow teaching at the police academy, the state police academy. And he says, I refuse to teach this shoot first curriculum. He's somebody who'd been teaching at the police academy for a long time. It's different. They're setting up different rules for the police, so we need to be very concerned about that. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK to talk about what happened in Sydney.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nathan Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nathan Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, December 15th, 2014. We're going to be going to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. He's going to update us on the situation in Sydney, what's behind it, how they're going to use it. Before we go to him, though, I want to let you know this is the first time we've ever had a sale for X2, Survival Shield X2. It's our first sale. It's a big one, 17% off and free shipping. With shipping, you would have normally paid up to $38 a bottle. Now you can get it for just $24.99. This is a sale that's going to run through next Monday only. And you have another 2 days to order it to get it guaranteed Christmas delivery. That's at InfoWarsLife.com, Survival Shield X2, the next level of Survival Shield with a powerful 650 micrograms of iodine per single drop. Now, going to Paul. Paul, before we start talking about Sydney, I just wanted to let you know and get your comments on it. We've had an update to this story out of Washington, Spokane, where Mikhail is putting an update on his story. He actually did finally get a comment from the police department there, and they said they thought that for us to put this up and say that this officer had a problem with constitutionalists was a cheap shot that was taken out of context. So I would invite people to take a look at that video and see if you think it's out of context. The context was the lady asked this sheriff's deputy after he was bragging about the capabilities of his new MRAP. Why would you need that? And he goes into detail talking about how, well, we need it because of constitutionalists and these people who have a lot of ammunition. I don't see that that's taken out of context. I don't think that's a cheap shot. I think the cheap shot is coming out of Homeland Security and the FBI demonizing anybody that might be political opposition to an authoritarian police state. Paul, what's your comment on that?
Well, I mean, exactly as you said, if you watch the clip, his comments, you know, they hang on themselves. This is clearly not out of context.
Right.
And it is part of this underlying trend. I mean, I've written stories over the past few months about how they're purchasing these armored vehicles for, quote, war on veterans. That was one of the headlines that was used in a local news story about the issue. So there's definitely an issue with them militarizing, not only against Occupy protesters. We know that was a justification for the purchase of the Bearcat armored tank in New Hampshire to use against both Occupy and so-called sovereign citizens. That came out in the public meetings. And as I said, many news reports saying that this is part of the war on veterans. They're saying that veterans are all mentally unstable, waiting to explode IEDs all over the country. And it's definitely an underlying trend. So it's not taken out of context whatsoever. It's in context with what we've seen for years out of the DHS, as he said.
Yeah, we see that in their training scenarios. We had that one training scenario that was put out there in South Carolina where I think they had the Tea Party aligning with Muslims, and they had to come in and put that down. I mean, it's just amazing the absurd scenarios that they're coming up with, but they're feeding these scenarios to the police, and obviously the police are buying it without question to think that your enemy is somebody who is a constitutionalist when you're supposed to swear allegiance to the Constitution as the highest law in the land. And as we have just been talking about it to one of the callers who called in here, and he called the police department in Washington, and they essentially laughed at him about that when he asked why they would move against constitutionalists.
Exactly. I mean, I wrote an article probably about a year ago now where this was an academic paper written by a top military official. Just Google Tea Party insurrectionist InfoWars. And in that, they detailed a plot where Tea Party insurrectionists would take over the city and they would have to use military force to repel them.
That's right.
So this is in their own academic documents, it's in their own training programs. It's out there for anybody to see, and it's definitely one of the factors behind this militarization of police.
It's not something that's new. Alex has had this in his documentaries a decade ago. But what we're seeing here is that it's now been taught long enough and broadly enough that we're actually seeing them confess to this, and we're seeing them act upon these this worldview that they've been taught. That's what's different about it in the last year or two.
Exactly. And again, look at media narratives, as we're going to talk about with this Sydney situation. The media pushes this notion that veterans are out there waiting to explode. They don't actually analyze the issues behind why veterans are getting PTSD in the first place, why they're committing suicide en masse. It's just, this is the threat, we need to deal with it, and it's to justify this armored buildup, which again is about them escalating a situation which the studies clearly show only causes more violence. So, I mean, across the board, I mean, watch the video for yourself. Those comments are pretty clear. They're not taken out of context.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the Sydney thing. I wanted to get you to bring us up to speed as to what the latest developments are. What have you heard about what's going on with Sydney? And then let's talk after that about what's behind it. What have you heard in terms of, last I heard, it looked like they're now announcing that two hostages have been killed. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it was over as of a few hours ago. They're saying that three are dead, including the gunman. So that suggests two hostages, maybe a police officer died. It's not being confirmed yet. The siege is now over. What I found interesting was, and this is what I study every single day, is media narratives. Because in the past year or so, there seems to have been this shift in media narrative not to blame so-called lone wolf terror attacks on extremist Islamist ideology. You saw it in Canada recently with the Canadian Parliament attack, another attack in Canada when two Canadian soldiers were run over. You saw it with the New York incident where somebody attacked police officers with an axe. And you see it in this Sydney incident. In every single incident, there is clearly extremist Islamist political motivation, whether you believe these people are actually ISIS members or not. More likely, they're just ISIS-inspired. But this angle, even though it's clearly there, is now being kind of buried by the mainstream media. And I think that's mainly related to the fact that, you know, the growth of ISIS in the first place was almost entirely as a result of the U.S. government destabilizing Syria, the U.S. government's allies, Qatar, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, funding and arming ISIS to begin with. Now we have people from all over Europe, young men, flying over to Syria and Iraq to fight on behalf of ISIS. We have the so-called moderate rebels in Syria, which were never moderate to begin with, even when, you know, the CFR said back in 2012, let's basically support Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
We now see that the arms that we gave them are crossing over into ISIS hands. So when these actual organic attacks happen, ones that aren't provocateured by the authorities as they have been in the past, we're now kind of seeing the media bury the extremist political motivation behind them, because there's a sense that they need to distract from the fact that this is partially caused by blowback as a result of Western foreign policy. And we're seeing it again in what happened with the Sydney siege.
Except that on the other side, too, we have this article up by Kit Daniels where we've got a former CIA chief saying that ISIS is going to attack the U.S. soon. He says sometime over the next year or so. Guaranteed. So, I mean, it looks like they're at the same time they want to be politically correct and they want to distance themselves from this monster that they've created. On the other hand, I think they're more than capable of using that to justify yet another new war abroad, don't you?
Yeah, that's definitely an issue. But what I've noticed is obviously immediately after 9/11, any kind of attack whatsoever, they would immediately jump on the Islamist angle, push the hysterics to grease the skids for war and military intervention. It seems they flip the opposite way. I mean, take this Sydney siege, for example. Now the media narrative, now that this has ended, is that basically this guy was a lone nut, a criminal, and that he was not politically motivated, that he was out on bail for being an accessory to murder, other charges related to sexual offences, and they're now steering the narrative as to that was his motivation behind taking these dozens of hostages. But if you actually followed the story from the beginning, what evidence came out during the siege was completely ignored by the media and, in fact, censored in some cases. There were videos made by the hostages inside the cafe in Sydney where they said, the hostage taker has told us to tell the world this is an ISIS attack, and that the media is covering up the fact that it's an ISIS attack. We also know that the hostage taker demanded an ISIS flag. We later saw a generic Islamic flag displayed in the cafe window. We had a Facebook post from one of the hostages who said, the man wants the world to know Australia is under attack by the Islamic State. Now, even if this guy is not a member of ISIS, which, you know, he almost certainly isn't, this is obviously inspired by ISIS, but the media has completely buried that. Some of them don't even mention the fact. They agreed not to broadcast any of this information at the time, and even after the siege is now over, YouTube and Facebook are still deleting all these videos where these hostages say, this guy says he's a member of ISIS and that this is an ISIS attack on Australia. But very quickly, in the aftermath, we saw the media take this route where they buried that narrative and began to focus almost entirely on him being a lone figure and that he was just a criminal motivated by his own personal problems. So this is the general trend that I've seen over the past year or so, and it relates to the fact that there are these individuals out there. We had reports on the southern border from police officials, respected officials, saying that ISIS was active on the southern border just across there in Mexico. The DHS vehemently denied that over and over again. So this ties into that general trend of them downplaying Islamist extremist ideology linked to these lone wolf attacks, because at the moment it doesn't fit their broader narrative.
I think that's the key. At the moment, it doesn't fit their broader narrative, because we saw back in 2013 they were doing everything they could to try to start a war with Syria and using these same people. And now after they've gotten Muslims abroad, like this guy, who basically is he could be a lone actor who is fired up about this, but clearly he is motivated by his Islamicist attitudes with the signs and the flags that he put up there. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
In school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too. Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining me from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We've been talking about the attack in Sydney, what's behind it, how is it being spun. We're going to go back to Paul Joseph Watson, but We're going to also take your calls beginning the next segment if you would like to weigh in and tell us what you think is behind it. As Paul has pointed out, it's kind of strange that as they were trying to ramp up a war in Syria, yet these most recent lone wolf attacks, as they're being portrayed by the media has changed the narrative, not trying to tie these Islamicist attacks in Canada and Australia, not trying to tie those to a broader agenda just yet. But, of course, we do see the CIA saying sometime this year we can expect to guaranteed we'll see some kind of an ISIS attack in America. Now, that number, if you want to call in, is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Paul, going back to what you were talking about, I mean, it looks like they're deliberately trying to keep a lid on this, trying to make this about a single shooter. Do you think they're trying to keep everything quiet until they've got more neocons sworn in from the recent election? What do you think is behind all this?
I think they're doing it for a number of reasons. One of them is cultural sensitivity. I mean, there was a story which came out as this was developing, this viral hashtag campaign, I'll ride with you. There was a woman on a train or a bus in Sydney or in Australia who took off a hijab headscarf because she feared some kind of retribution from other Australians who would verbally or physically abuse her because of what was taking place in this cafe in Sydney. There were no actual reports of violence directed against Muslims as a result of this. So one of the other commuters said, I'll walk with you, and it turned into this huge international hashtag campaign. And, you know, as one person tweeted who I retweeted, it cynically shifts the narrative of the Sydney siege away from violent Muslims by casting non-Muslims as the real danger. Mm-hmm. And that went on to completely dominate the narrative. And then you had the Sydney Morning Herald coming out and even suggesting that Australians should have, quote, empathy for the terrorist. They said, how should we feel for the perpetrator and his family? So there was this kind of odd cultural sensitivity going on, not so much sympathy focused on the actual hostages being terrorized inside the cafe, but a kind of deflection to blame Australians for Islamophobia that wasn't actually taking place. So that was another weird little element to this.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of complaints in Australia. They had people were concerned and angry about the fact that Muslim women can wear hijab in public, but nobody else can cover their face. They even had some protesters show up to the Capitol there. I think one of them was wearing a Ku Klux Klan hood and they made him take it off, and underneath it he had a Muslim hijab on it. You know, so it's like, that's fine. I think maybe we ought all be able to wear masks if we want to with the surveillance state, but to let one group have it and not to let others have it, that was the issue. I think that was a sticking point. But, yeah, it is very much a political correctness that's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, and it reminds me of that story last week where the cop in Tennessee pulled over Saudi Arabians they had paper tags on their car. They said they had a dead baby in the trunk of the car, and he basically let them go. No questions asked. They were on their way because of cultural sensitivity.
I never tried that when I got pulled over by the cops. I'm sorry. I never tried that when I got pulled over the cops, but I guess it wouldn't work for me.
Yeah, and he was praised by the police chief and this Islamic scholar that they consulted for the story. When, obviously, it doesn't matter what cultural sensitivity is in the background. It's a potential crime. You need to check it out. Police officers smell weed in somebody's car, they send them to jail. We've heard stories about that over and over again. So there is that element to it. I mean, the FBI crime stats, which have just come out for last year, are interesting because they show that Jews in America are four times more likely to be the victims of hate crimes than Muslims, and those crimes are less likely to be investigated. Mm-hmm. That's not neocon Zionist propaganda. It's FBI crime statistics. So it suggests that this Islamophobia thing, again, is being whipped up and generated by certain elements of the media for their own agenda, and it's not actually a major problem in the West. But in the immediate aftermath of this Sydney siege, the main concern amongst many Australians, and this was the top trending hashtag on Twitter above anything else, was that Muslims on public transport might get some retribution. There was a sporadic report about some verbal abuse, but nothing really whatsoever. And that became the main focus of the whole story.
And so yet, again, what really happened here is, and we got to go to break, but what really happened here is that you had the Australian government, for whatever reason, fail to protect the people from a guy who was clearly violent and crazy with his long rap sheet. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson, and we'll take your calls and comments. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us from the UK. We're going to be going back to your phone calls. Before we do, I want to let you know that we have the first sale ever of Survival Shield X2. It's the first time it's ever been on sale, and it's a great sale. We've got it for 17% off plus free shipping. Typically, with shipping, you would have paid up to $38. Now you can get it for just $24.99. This is a sale that's only going to run through next Monday. You have 2 days left if you want to get guaranteed Christmas delivery. Again, the sale will run for just 1 week. And, of course, that's our Survival Shield X2. It's 50% stronger than the original Survival Shield formulation. Paul, let's take some calls. Let's go to Slim in Canada. Slim, you had a comment about ISIS. Go ahead. Oh, he has. Okay, he's dropped off. Let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Mr. Knight, and hey, Mr. Watson. I had a comment about torture and some comments about the police state here in West Virginia. My first comment about torture is two wrongs don't make a right, but I guess under this establishment and under Common Core that two wrongs do make a right. And about the police state in West Virginia, I called the West Virginia State Police and the Martinsburg City Police, which is in Berkeley County in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia. When I called the State Police of West Virginia and asked them about the MRAB vehicles, the lady on the line told me that it was for finding marijuana in the woods of West Virginia. And, of course, you know, I had to laugh and was like, come on, lady, this is absolutely absurd. And when I called the Martinsburg City Police, Doug, I asked them the same question. At first, I asked to speak to a public information officer, and they didn't know what that was, but finally was able to talk to somebody. And the guy told me, the officer that came on the line told me, that it was none of my business where how they get their tactical gear and how they apply their tactical gear. And that if I call back again, that I would be subject to arrest. And they also said, Mr. Ballum, if we see you in Martinsburg, you might want to be careful. I'm like, wow, that blew my mind that they would tell me that.
Yeah, it's none of your business because they don't work for you. Because they don't care about the Constitution, evidently, based on this person's comments in Washington. And as Paul pointed out, we've seen this over and over and over again. Going back to 2009, if you want the MIAC report that came out of the Fusion Center. But even before that, Alex Jones was doing documentaries back in the late 90s talking about the police state, how that was being encouraged. But, of course, it has accelerated. It's gotten deeper. It's gotten broader. And it's all coming out of Washington. Paul, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I just find it funny, the notion that smoking marijuana would make somebody more likely to be violent, requiring an armored vehicle response. If you've ever been around people who smoke marijuana, and it's the reason I don't smoke it, is because it turns them into sedated zombies. Alcohol makes people more violent, but obviously they can't use that as a justification, so it's just bizarre.
And along those lines, Paul, there was a story out today ahead of my stack here from truththeory.com. They point out that marijuana decreases death rates from painkillers by over 30%. It's very, very effective in terms of people who are under a great deal of pain for cancer. And they point out that it allows people to avoid these very dangerous prescription drugs that not only kill people, but basically affect you psychologically to make it so that you kill other people. A lot of all these shooters that we've seen have been involved in one way or the other with pharmaceutical drugs that affect your mental state in a very adverse way, make you very violent, very paranoid. And as you point out, Paul, marijuana does not do that at all. Instead, it allows people to avoid these dangerous drugs. But we still see a huge pushback in terms of even allowing people to have it for medical uses. That, I think, is the saddest thing. I mean, recreational stuff, prohibition doesn't work. We've proven that with alcohol. But we know that there's a lot of beneficial uses for marijuana, for medical patients, for glaucoma, for increasing the appetite of people who are suffering from cancer and chemotherapy, HIV treatment. We understand that. That's not a question. Why wouldn't we allow people to have access to that? I think it's one of the most insane things about our society.
Yeah, and from the financial perspective, I mean, look what it's done for the economy of Colorado. Mm-hmm. There are only benefits all around, so it makes no sense to continue that policy. And I think gradually now that's being overturned, which is the good news.
But, of course, we go the other way, and we also say that hemp, even though it has absolutely no hallucinogens, hemp is also banned. And so we can't have hemp for substitutions for cotton and that sort of thing. And, of course, that's the issue. It's a competition to people who have vested interests in Washington. So that's a large part of why hemp as well is banned. Let's go to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, go ahead. Okay, let's go to John in Washington. Go ahead, John.
Hello, guys. This is a fellow who lived in Spokane, Washington. I am personally acquainted with Paul. Paul, you'll know who I am after you listen for a second. But I operated a large informational website in Spokane, and I lived there, and it got so bad with surveillance and harassment that I moved to a neighboring county. I live about 14 miles off the paved road, and twice out here in recent history I have seen bearcats on the dirt road right at sundown patrolling, and they were not the same model. They were two different ones. So Spokane has a multi-jurisdictional terrorism task force headed up by Darren DeRue, and his wife is the public relations officer for the city of Spokane Police Department, and Ozzy Knezovich is the sheriff there. I've seen him numerous times stand on the stage with Sheriff Mack at the Liberty and Freedom rallies that we have here occasionally, which, by the way, the audience is completely full of feds when we have those, and stand up there and ballyhoo the Constitution. Yet he'll line up for all of this bootlick, and he'll do exactly anything that the federal police tell him to do, and I can tell you for a fact, I was in an adjacent county minding my own business 1045 one night in the year 2005, and on a telephone call from Spokane County to Stevens County, the Stevens County sheriff, who was Craig Thayer, picked me up at my home, transported me across county lines, turned me over to the Spokane County Sheriff's Department, who gulagged me for over a week without getting to see a magistrate, with absolutely no telephone call whatsoever. I lost $36,000 in construction contracts because of it, and nobody knew where I was, and my dogs were locked in the house with no food. So I can tell you for a fact that Spokane County not only handles Spokane County like a commissar, they actually dictate to Stevens County, Ponderay County, Ferry County, all of the adjacent counties, Lincoln County, whatever Spokane says, they will do it.
That's very interesting, John, because of the comments that we finally got from the Spokane Police Department, where they said that those comments were taken out of context and that it was essentially a cheap shot. No, really, you can look at that clip. Go to the article that we got up on Infowars.com. You can see the short clip for yourself. You can see that it's not out of context. We should play that again, guys. You can see that that clip is not out of context. And, of course, the bigger context is that this is going on across the country, and it's coming out of Washington through the FBI, through Homeland Security, through their training programs, through the military's training scenarios. We've reported on this over and over again. That's the context. But you can clearly see, and let's play that clip again really quick. Can you guys got that ready?
Well, this, the nice thing about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team that's advising you, then they safely can, they can pull right into a fire. Take enemy fire and still try to address the threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but where, what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that, that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that, that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have weapons here locally.
There you go. So yeah, this is appropriate for Iraq. But what about here? And he goes, well, yeah, here we've got constitutionalists. It was never about the Islamic terrorists in Iraq. That was essentially a training program for them coming back home to America. Tyranny abroad always comes home. The founders of this country understood that. If we have a government that is no longer constrained by the Constitution but comes after constitutionalists, that's the danger, and that's what it always turns into. We have developed a militarized standing army. That's what this program is all really about, and that's clearly come home. You have any comments, Paul?
Yeah, when he says stockpiling weapons, that means owning guns. I mean, I've seen cases before where they raid somebody for stockpiling weapons, and the guy owns like three or four guns. Mm-hmm. So it's crucial to understand what they actually mean when they say that. Also, you talked about it coming out of Washington. After Ferguson, Obama came out with all this rhetoric against the militarized police state. If you actually look at what he proposed the White House do about it, it was merely to encourage the local police departments to reform and have dialogue with civil rights leaders. So there was no teeth whatsoever in those so-called actions taken by the White House after Ferguson. They merely advised the police departments to look at their policy. So nothing's going to happen from that perspective.
And then make some proposals, which they didn't fund, to give cameras to all the police. Well, you know, we've had a lot of police departments who are wearing cameras, and somehow they managed to miss recording whenever there's a misdeed in many of these cases. But, of course, that wasn't going to change anything with the Eric Garner situation because that was recorded. And the other issue, the other answer that they had trying to make it into a racial thing was to say, well, we need to have more black police officers in communities that have a higher percentage of blacks in the police department. And yet, with Eric Garner, the entire process of him being choked to death there on the sidewalk was overseen by a female black officer who was watching that as it happened. So clearly, having more black police officers, having more cameras, that's not really going to solve anything. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm a first-time caller. Glad to get in. I wanted to talk about kind of, I've done some research over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years or so. Got a lot of disinformation and finally kind of connected the dots. I've seen some videos in the past, but one that really kind of explains everything in detail is a gentleman by the name of Kurt Kallenbach, I believe. And it's called Season of Treason, where he goes into detail, explains how it's under the United States Corporation and not, they're not working for the United States, for the people. It's all legal terms listed under persons, gets into your DNA, your birth certificate, and explains why Obama, you know, you can have a president from Japan. He doesn't have to be a U.S. citizen because he's a CEO of the corporation.
Yeah, I think instead of calling it Washington, D.C., we ought to call it Washington, I.N.C., Washington, Inc. Absolutely. When you're talking about Season of Treason, I mean, this is the time of year, actually, too, when they ram everything through. We get the NDAA, where they have indefinite detention of American citizens without trial. They passed that on a New Year's Eve. We say they rammed through Obamacare on a Christmas Eve. And then, of course, everything that they just did to us this last week, they pushed that through and very last minute so they could all go home. And, of course, funded it not just until the next year, but funded it for an entire year. Let's go to thank you, Chris. Let's go to J.J. in Kansas. J.J., you want to talk about Australia?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I got two questions. The first question is in regards to the Australia deal. I haven't been following too. I've been hearing it, but I haven't gotten too much detail myself investigating about it. But what I have heard kind of makes me wonder if this could be like sort of a false flag, you know, with the shooter dead, with it, which that's mainly always the case. But with the shooter dead, and then with the witness putting out in the media, I could be wrong, but
well,
putting
go ahead
out in the media, hey, this is an ISIS attack. You know, trying to draw attention to ISIS.
Let's get Paul's comment on this, because Paul said that he thought it was curious that the media narrative was essentially moving away from trying to tie it into ISIS for the time being and trying to deny that there was any connection with Islamicism or jihadis or ISIS or anything like that. That it's just the work of one lone criminal. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, what I also found interesting was, and this may be another reason why the media and the authorities are not so keen to kind of generate any story about this perpetrator that suggests political motive and that he was just mentally ill, lone nut, is the fact that he was given political asylum by the Australian government in 1996. And then in 2001, he was kind of a poster child for Australia's ABC network in demonizing Iran, because he claimed that his life was under threat from the Iranian government. That's how he got into Australia in the first place. So they kind of used him as a poster child back in 2001. Now he's very anti-Assad. So that obviously doesn't fit with their narrative right now. So that might be another reason why they're keen to distance themselves from him having political motivation, because they were closely affiliated with him, the Australian government and the media, back in 2001, when his political opinions were useful for their narrative.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, it certainly looked like he was doing everything he could to say that his motivation was some kind of a Islamic jihad when he had them hold the sign up in the window. Let's go to James in South Carolina. James?
Hi, David. Hey. I wanted to talk about torture for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing the narrative and the discussion orbit around, is torture effective in gathering information and does it prevent attacks, save lives, that kind of thing? Which I don't think torture has anything to do with that. I think torture is about provoking terror in a population.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why you release somebody after they're tortured. So
that's
they
right.
will go back and they'll say to everybody, this is what they do to me. And everybody's going to say, oh, we can't mess with them. We can't stand up to them. Look what they did to Joe. Or,
mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I absolutely agree. And if you look at some of the, of course, you know, some of the torture ranged from attacking people's dignity to outright killing them and everything in between. But I think the key part of that is even at the bottom end of the spectrum to humiliate people, to, as I said before, to take away their dignity, then you take away their freedom, then you can take their lives. And I think, as you pointed out, this is about intimidating American citizens. I think it's very clear if you look at Feinstein's report, she had like 20 different key findings. Every single one of them said the CIA did this, the CIA did that, CIA didn't do this and they should have. There was nothing there except excuses for the administration, excuses for the Senate, who should have been shutting this down, who should have had oversight, yet they put in her report that they had absolutely no responsibility to this whatsoever. It was something that the CIA did. And your conclusion has to come to the fact that, well, if the CIA can do this and pull the hood over everybody and not get punished, I guess the CIA is the real government. We'll be right back with your calls. We have Paul Joseph Weston from the UK. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, and joining us from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson, and we're going to go right back to your calls in a moment. But this article just came out on Infowars.com. Despite Australia's gun control, a gunman holds hostages for 16 hours. You get that? One of the most rigid gun control regimes on the planet, and yet this guy, who had 22 counts of aggravated sexual assault previously, 14 counts of aggravated indecent assault previously, related to six different women, this guy is able to get a gun, and he's able to hold these hostages for 16 hours, two of them dying. Paul, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I made a series of tweets about that, and there were several incidents, I believe, back in the late 80s, early 90s, which the authorities exploited to ban all guns in Australia. Of course, their violent crime rate went up.
Yes.
And now, you know, my thought was, if this happened in Texas, would it have gone on for 16 hours? Would not one of the store owners have had access to some kind of gun? So it's definitely an issue. It's one that liberals get enraged about when you even mention it, but it's definitely a factor.
And it's interesting because this guy has had all these instances before attacking women and this sort of thing. One of them, one woman was stabbed to death and set on fire. They say in 2002 he faced charges in a plot to murder his first wife in Sydney, and she was stabbed to death. She wasn't shot. And yet this guy who has all of these, this long rap sheet, he's not having any problem getting a gun in Australia. That should tell us something about gun control, as well as the fact that he's totally in charge for 16 hours. Let's go back, take a couple quick calls. Let's try to get everybody off here before the end of the show. Let's go to Patton in FEMA Region 4. Patton, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, David. How many more acts of treason, murder, theft, fraud, rape by Barry Sodero, a.k.a. Barry Obama, a.k.a. closet communist Barack Obama, Obola, must we endure before we arrest him? Find a way? Something?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the bottom line is, as we pointed out, clearly the GOP leadership doesn't have a problem with what he's doing either. I mean, it isn't just that you're going to get rid of Obama and then have him be replaced by Joe Biden. Even if we replace him with the Republicans, we're going to get more of the same. Your comments, Paul?
Well, the Republicans are not going to impeach him. I mean, that's a fact now. They're going to wait. We're probably going to see Hillary Clinton run against the Republican, if not Elizabeth Warren, which is just another brand of the same poison. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be quite accepting to the fact that Hillary's come in. And then instead of race, they're going to use gender to divide the country once more. So we could be in for another 4 years of that.
Yeah, they not only did not impeach him, but they basically endorsed his policies in this last budget. A couple of weeks after they were elected to undo specific things, they go back and endorse those. So they don't have a problem with his criminal activities. They want that power when they get in charge. And so the question remains, you know, what do we do about it? I clearly don't have an answer. It's a very frustrating situation, but we still need to pay attention as to what's going on. And we need to, I think, a key part of this is more people need to be informed and involved about this. It's an educational issue. I think we need a broader base before we're going to see any kind of solution come up, especially a peaceful solution, which is what we want to see. Let's go to Robert in Tennessee. Robert?
Alex,
hey, go ahead. Doing good. Go ahead.
I live in Millersville, Tennessee, where that happened with the three Arabian guys with the baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, yeah, where they had the baby in the trunk, they said, the dead baby in the trunk.
Yes. Yes, sir. And I've got some news for you. That little town here that we live in, the citizens here are up in arms over this. You hadn't heard anything else about it in the media or anything like that, because they have completely squashed this.
Mm-hmm.
This little town will search your car at the drop of a hat, literally.
But they'll let these guys go when they say they've got a dead baby in the trunk simply because they're Saudis. I'm sorry, that's all the time we've got. Thank you for joining us from the UK, Paul Joseph Watson. Join us tomorrow at 11 Central, noon Eastern.
ECN, the Thank Genesis you, Communications Radio Network.
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption.